The Gist. The NIH and CDC are facing some unprecedented changes. Elon Musk's DOGE efforts cut almost $3 billion in existing contracts at the NIH and 1,600 jobs. 4,000 jobs may be on the cutting block, and up to 30% of CDC staff are expected to be cut. DOGE has also demanded that the NIH cut funding by 35% and President Trump's proposed budget cuts NIH funding by 40%. Ian Lipkin's MECFS Research Center at Columbia was hit hard. The CDC's Chronic Fatigue Syndrome program, the only federal program dedicated to MECFS, is at risk of being eliminated. And funding for the Congressionally Directed Medical Research Program, or CDMRP, an important source of funding for MECFS, has been slashed by almost 60%. See blog for Solve ME's advocacy efforts. The NIH and CDC cuts are just part of a massive effort to shrink the government. USAID is the most visible victim, but job losses at agencies across the U.S. government, 80,000 at the Department of Veterans Affairs, the DHHS, 20,000, the Social Security Administration, the Department of Education, etc., have been high. Even seemingly sacrosanct agencies dealing with national security have been hit hard. Just last week, though, Department of Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. publicly reaffirmed his commitment to long COVID during a recent Senate hearing. RFK Jr. stated that his own son was struggling with long COVID and that he was committed to the research. Could there be light at the end of the tunnel? Perhaps. Instead of dramatically cutting NIH funding, the House bill maintains it at current levels. The CDC's budget is reduced by about 20%. Meanwhile, DOGE appears to be fading, and RFK Jr. is still standing. During times of dramatic change, tremendous opportunities can exist, and they are present now. As the head of the DHHS, which includes the NIH, CDC, and FDA, Kennedy can ensure that these diseases finally get the resources they deserve. A home. It starts with a home. The House bill proposing a massive NIH reorganization provides a seemingly golden opportunity for Kennedy to ensure that a home for MECFS, long COVID, and post-viral diseases exists. Indeed, attempts to consolidate long COVID, MECFS, Lyme, and post-infectious research into an office and dramatically increase funding were underway when Trump took office. Support congressional funding. Kennedy could provide public support for new congressional appropriations for long COVID and related diseases, such as the 10-year moonshot effort that seeks to spend $1 billion a year on post-viral illnesses. NIH grant initiatives. Kennedy could direct the NIH to produce major grant initiatives that support key areas of post-viral research, such as viral persistence, immune dysregulation, mitochondrial metabolism, and autonomic nervous system dysregulation. Call for long-term strategic plan. Creating a long-term strategic plan to understand and find treatments for long COVID, Lyme disease, MECFS, and other post-viral diseases would go a long way to embed these diseases more firmly in the NIH. Funding the Recover Long COVID Initiative. Kennedy could ensure that Recover remains fully funded, focuses more on causes, and displays creativity and innovation at all levels. FDA. Kennedy is, no doubt, very aware, given his son's situation, that no FDA-approved drugs are present. Kennedy could fast-track FDA pathways for promising long-term COVID interventions. Conclusions. Whatever you think about Kennedy's stances regarding other issues, note that long COVID, Lyme disease, and other post-viral illnesses have never had a public ally at this level. How much time or political capital Kennedy's willing to spend on these diseases is unclear, but personal considerations can go a long way in politics, and Kennedy has shown he can be very stubborn. Let's hope his personal experience with these diseases results in a brighter future for them. Please support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. You can give a one-time donation or give monthly at the links at the end of the gist or at the end of the article.